I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on only a game Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas. But first, the sport of freestyle snowmobiling continues to mourn the loss of one of its riders. Caleb Moore died a week after sustaining head and chest injuries at last month's Winter X Games in Colorado. Other competitions have been canceled, and as Scott Graff reports, the accident happened at a time when the sport was reaching new heights.
In January of 2012, things were going well in the world of freestyle snowmobiling. Sponsors continued to pump record money into the sport. Riders were actually able to make a living doing their trick jobs. And at ESPN's annual Winter X Games, considered the Super Bowl of freestyle snowmobiling, rider Heath Frisbee had just made history with a new trick.
Come on, Heath!
But that euphoria dissipated 3 weeks ago when 25-year-old Caleb Moore rode his snowmobile up a ramp, flipped in the air, and then crashed. The snowmobile landed on him. Still, Moore got up and walked away, but complications later developed and he succumbed to a head injury. Fellow competitor Heath Frisbee.
He made an error with a flip trick and under-rotated a little bit, and we've all done that, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a matter of the way it all played out.
Frisbee is a 28-year-old rider from Idaho who's been jumping snowmobiles since he was 14. And right now, he's defending his sport. As news about Moore's death spread, many outside freestyle snowmobiling began to question its safety. Frisbee takes offense.
It's imminent that somebody riding bulls professionally would die doing that. It's imminent that someone racing is eventually going to get landed on and killed, and has been killed. I mean, it just wasn't live on television. I mean, what we're doing is dangerous. There's no doubt about it.
Moore's death has prompted ESPN to conduct a review of freestyle snowmobiling. This week, the network announced it was canceling a freestyle demonstration scheduled for a Winter X Games event in France next month. Scott Guglielmino, who helps oversee programming at ESPN, recently discussed safety on the network show Outside the Lines.
We're equal, not equally, but we're all responsible for it. The athletes are willing participants, and again, these athletes train year-round. They're world-class. They know what they're doing. They don't just show up to the X Games. And also, we are a partner in that. We design these courses. And we certainly put it on air. So I think we collectively have a responsibility to make sure that we're mitigating as much risk as possible.
Among those watching the situation is Tim Mutry. He's a Colorado rider who's covered the sport for ESPN and the New York Times. He describes those who jump snowmobiles as strange and unusual.
And I mean that complimentary because I've always been kind of blown away with the passion and devotion and sort of love that these guys have for the sport.
He compares freestyle snowmobiling right now to the early days of stock car racing. The sport is relatively new and made up of young daredevils who push the limits of safety without a sanctioning body to keep watch. Mutry wonders if the addition of such an organization would make events like ESPN's Winter X Games safer.
The TV network is basically the owner, operator, promoter of a competition. And you have these athletes who all they want to do is hit that ramp and sort of let it fly. Where in that formula is a third party?
Snowmobile racing events like this one last weekend in Michigan are sanctioned. The International Series of Champions, or ISOC, organizes races each winter. The series had also planned two freestyle competitions, but canceled them after Moore's death. Carl Schubitzky is the ISOC president.
You know, it just wasn't the right time. You know, at a later time, we'll probably pursue it, or maybe not.
One of the fans attending last weekend's race in Michigan was Jason Stewart. He says Moore's death was a big loss for the sport, but that the tragedy does not take away from his interest.
It's sad to see him go, but you know, the sport will carry on. They might have to make some changes, and we'll understand that, and we'll still watch it.
Back at his home in Idaho, freestyle rider Heath Frisbee lays out the medals he's won at Winter X Games. Of them, he says a bronze from his first competition is his favorite because it signifies how far he and the sport had come. And he says despite the recent death and the scrutiny that's gone with it, he's optimistic about the future of freestyle snowmobiling.
You know, we're all sticking together at this point as far as riders, and everybody's pretty positive and just trying to push through it and continue on what we started.
With the recent cancellations, the competitive part of Frisbee's schedule is over for the season. He'll now focus on exhibition events to continue raising the sport's profile and continue hoping there will be more competitions next winter. For Only a Game, I'm Scott Graff in Boise, Idaho.